how much more important is it to get another conference game if possible?
It's just important to get the next one. You know, I think that's kind of the mindset that everybody has, regardless of what division it is, what conference, whatever. You know, I think everybody's just excited about the opportunity to try and get another win. And that's kind of what the focus and the mindset from Dan Quinn on down has been, from day one. And so I think guys have bought into that and kind of stayed true to that the entire season so far.
Matt, what have you seen from your offensive line to be able to come together the way they have these first four games?
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, I mean, I think we've got a really good core group of guys up there, that can play. And I think they're getting more comfortable together. And they're continuing to improve, and you really see that from week to week. Those guys are getting better, and you know, I'm really happy for them, because it's a hardworking, you know, group of guys, and they've played great ball so far.
What did you make of Roddy's comments? I know you're going to be asked a lot about that, but have you spoken to him about since those came out?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, you know, obviously, I always want guys who want the ball. And I've always wanted that throughout my career. And competitive guys, you know, want to be involved. But I also think he made some comments last night that, you know, I know Roddy as well as anybody in this building, and he's about winning. There's no question about that. So I understand, you know, he's a competitor and wants to make some more plays. And I really believe that as the year goes on, the ball's going to find different people. I mean, the way people are defending us, you know, and having to adjust to where Julio's at, you know, coverage is gonna allow other guys to step up and make a lot of plays. And this week it was Hank. I mean, early in the season, first week it was Roddy. I mean, had a big week against Philly, and so it's gonna be different guys. And he's gonna make a ton of plays for us this year.
He said he wasn't disgruntled. He might have been misinterpreted. Is that your sense?
That's not for me to. You know, I'm not gonna say what. I mean, I think you talked to him. To me, you know, I've been around him. This is 8 seasons together, and he's always been the consummate professional and one of the best teammates I've ever been around.
You're not going to feel pressed to look his way, though, right?
He knows that, you know, when I'm out there, I'm going through progressions, looking at, you know, what coverage they're playing against us and trying to find ways to move the ball and find completions. And like I said before, I think, you know, as you continue to do that, the ball's going to find different guys as the year goes on. And you know, I've always kind of operated that way.
Playing a good run team, what's the emphasis on you guys making sure you score and get first downs when you guys have the ball?
Yeah, you know, obviously they've run the ball. Washington's run the ball really effectively this year, and as I think we have too. And so, you know, from an offensive standpoint, I don't think it changes for us. I mean, every time we touch the ball, it's about scoring points and finding ways, you know, whether it be running the ball, throwing the ball, whatever it takes to get the ball in the end zone. And that approach doesn't change, you know, regardless of who you're going against. You gotta find ways to get in the end zone.
What's Matt Hankerson so effective in this offense?
You know, I think first and foremost, he's got a great skill set. I mean, Hank's a long guy with good hands and great speed, and you know, he's able to stop and start really well for a longer guy. And I think, you know, with how things have shaken out with teams kind of adjusting coverage for where Julio's at, it's created a lot of one-on-one opportunities for a lot of different guys, and Hank has made a bunch of plays for us. But I think he's done a great job early on for us this season.
Matt, your red zone efficiency this year has been at the highest in the NFL so far. Tucker Factor tends to come into a lot of teams. Is there anything different you guys are doing that's the reason for the success this year as compared to other years?
I think we've run the ball really effectively in the red area. I think last week we had like one pass attempt or something like that down there. So when you're doing that, you know, especially kind of inside that 10-yard line, when you're running the ball effectively, that helps out a bunch in the red area.
They're down 2 starters in the secondary. How much does that change your approach, if any at all?
Yeah, I don't think it changes too much. I feel like, you know, our group of guys and myself, I feel like, you know, every week we feel like we have an advantage on the outside because of the guys that we have. You know, and that's not a knock on anybody we go against. That's just the way that we feel. But it doesn't change our approach. You know, we've got to be on top of our plan. We got to make sure that we're operating, you know, at our highest level on Sunday, and we play our best ball from 1 to 4 on Sunday.
When you have a guy like Kyle Shanahan who's going up against a former franchise that obviously there's some bad blood, it was an ugly divorce, regardless how many seasons ago, is there an extra incentive to kind of get it for him, do more for him?
I don't think so. You know, I think Dan, you know, Dan Quinn talks about it all the time. Regardless of what the situation or who we're going against, we don't make anything up. You know, we do what we do. And I think Kyle's very much that same way. I mean, obviously, you know, he spent time in Washington and has ties there. But, you know, we're on to us and trying to make this week, you know, our best offensive performance so far. And that's, for me, that's really my mindset. And I think he would say the same.